Hey, Wildlifer. Roxy here. And this week, well, it's just me. I've been doing lots of exploring in my back garden. It's easy to forget about all the different kinds of wildlife you can find right on your doorstep. And as an honorary wildlifer, with my very own badge, I want to find it all. Good morning, Mr. Magpie. How are we today? I know you can't understand me, but I'm an honorary wildlifer. Look, I have a badge and everything. Someday, I'll be a real ranger, like Ranger Ray, able to talk to animals and everything. Wouldn't that be amazing? Yes, Mr. Magpie, squawk. That's what you always say. What's this? An anthill in my own back garden. Oh, I love watching ants. You must be the worker ants, bringing food and supplies to the queen. And look at the size of the leaf that ant's carrying. Ranger Ray did tell me that ants can lift up to 20 times their own body weight. Oh, a bee! Bye-bye, ants. I'm going to see what Mrs. Bee is up to. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Do you want some help, Mrs. Bee? I can show you some of the prettiest flowers in my garden. What about this one here? It's chock full of nectary goodness. Lots of pollen for the queen. Mrs. Bee, are you okay? Oh no, Mrs. Bee looks quite sick. I know what she needs. Some tasty sugar water. Sugar, 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 where are you?
Roxy, what are you doing?
I'm just getting some sugar water to help a sick bee.
Of course you are.
Aha, sugar. And now to put some on a little saucer of water and voila! Sugar water, the perfect bee medicine. I'm coming, Mrs. Bee. Whoops, I dropped my badge. I better get that in a minute. Now here you go, Mrs. Bee, some delicious sugar water. I don't really like sugar water myself. It's more of a bee thing. There you go. That'll get you feeling much better. And... Mr. Magpie, don't you dare take my wildlife a badge! Mr. Magpie, give it back, give it back! My wildlifer badge, gone. How am I going to get it back? I'd better call Ranger Ray. Make sure to drink your sugar water while I'm gone, Mrs. Bee.
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands, to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers!
Ranger Ray speaking.
Ranger Ray, it's Roxy.
Roxy, so lovely to hear from you. I was just feeding Paulie the parrot. He injured his wing, so I'm nursing him back to health. Say hello to Roxy, Paulie.
Hello, Paulie.
I understood that. Does that mean I can understand animals now? It's just I couldn't hear what Mr. Magpie said when he stole my wildlifer badge.
I'm afraid not, Roxy. Paulie just happens to be your regular talking parrot. Isn't that right, Paulie?
That's right, Paulie. That's right.
Oh, that makes sense.
What's this about a magpie stealing your badge?
I'm sorry, Ranger Ray. I didn't mean to lose it. I dropped it when I was giving a sick bee some sugar water, and Mr. Magpie grabbed it and flew away.
You don't have to be sorry, Roxy. You were doing the right thing by helping that sick bee.
How can I ever be a real ranger if I can't even stop a bird from taking my badge?
Do you know, Roxy, that I wasn't always able to speak to animals?
Really?
Really? When I was young, I used to spend all my time helping animals, just like you. One day, I found a hedgehog with an injured paw down by the pond. so I helped it out, and before I even realised it, I was having a full conversation with a hedgehog.
How do you help an injured hedgehog?
You just need a nice thick towel to pick it up with and a cardboard box to put it in. Then I brought it to the nearest vet and helped it find its home again.
And that's why you can talk to animals?
I can't be sure, but I do know that helping that injured hedgehog and seeing it reunited with its little pups, that was the first time I felt like a true ranger.
So you were able to talk to animals after you felt like a true ranger?
That's how it happened for me. Now, would you like me to call the wildlifers so they can help you get your badge back?
You know what? I think I'll try to take care of this one myself.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. It'll give me a chance to explore all the wildlife we can find around the city. And who knows, maybe it'll help me feel like a true ranger.
True ranger, true ranger.
Well, Paulie thinks you're there already. All right, Roxy. Best of luck. And if you need any help, you know what to do.
Do an a-hoo.
Exactly.
Well, wildlifer, the hunt for my badge is on. I hope Ranger Ray doesn't mind me wanting to do it all by myself. I want to be able to solve problems like this even if I can't speak to animals. Maybe then I'll feel like a true ranger, just like Ranger Ray did with that hedgehog. I've seen lots of magpies with nests down by the local pond, so that's where I'll look for my badge first. Oh no! That poor worm is all dried up on the path. Don't worry, little worm. I'll give you some water. Hop on this leaf and I'll lift you back onto the soil where you belong. It's much too hot today for a wiggly worm like you to be out on the path. Now back to the mission at hand. Finding my badge. The pond is just around this corner. Oh, I hope the magpie who took my badge is there. Hello, little hedgehog. Are you okay? Are you hurt? It looks like you've hurt your poor thing. Oh, don't worry. Ranger Ray told me what to do with injured hedgehogs. I need a towel and a cardboard box. Then it's off to the vet. Don't worry, it's just to make sure you're okay. Hey, it's almost like you understood me there. Do you understand me? Oh, never mind. So I thought I'd bring him to the vet, in case you could help.
You did the right thing, Roxy.
I hope it's not hurt. They're just so cute.
It should be fine. A sore paw won't stop this old-timer.
Old-timer?
Yes. This hedgehog has been around for quite a while. I've seen it down by the pond.
Oh. Can I bring it back to the pond when you're done? I'm heading that way anyway.
Thanks, Roxy. The animals are in safe hands when you're on the beat.
Okay, I'm finally at the pond, and it's time for Hedgehog to go back to its hedge. There you go, little guy. I hope your paw feels okay. Now let's see. Magpies, 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 where are you? Oh, look at those boys and girls having fun by the pond. Julian from school is there. I wonder what they're up to. Oh no, they're feeding bread to the ducks. But Ranger Ray told me bread is very bad for ducks' tummies. Oh, but they probably don't know that.
Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Julian.
What are you up to?
I'm looking for a magpie that took something belonging to me.
That sounds like fun. We're just feeding the ducks.
Julian, it's just... Do you know that bread gives ducks a very sore tummy?
Really?
Yeah, it's not good for them at all.
Oh no, I don't want to hurt the little ducks. I love ducks.
It's better to feed them stuff they would eat normally, like seeds and oats and plants. I always carry a bag of it around for duck feeding emergencies.
Well, thanks, Roxy. Come on, guys. You heard Roxy. Bread's off the menu. Today's special is seeds, oats and plants.
Thanks, Julian. The ducks will be very happy.
I wouldn't want to give them sore tummies.
Wow, that felt nice. Teaching people how to protect nature feels just as good as protecting nature myself. Hello again, Hedgehog. You're looking much better already. Hey, I wonder if you're the same hedgehog as Ranger Ray helped all those years ago.
You know Ranger Ray?
Yeah, she's a very good friend. Actually, I'm an honorary wildlifer and... Wait a minute. Did you just talk to me?
Either that or I'm talking to myself. Which I do all the time, actually. But yes, I'm talking to you.
This is amazing!
First time, eh? You know, Ray had the very same expression on her face when she realized she could talk to animals.
But how? Why? What? How?
My guess, it was teaching all those children about feeding the ducks. You can only save so many animals by yourself, but you can save much more by teaching others how to save them. That's the mark of a true ranger.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. I really need to find my badge now. Hang on. I can ask you for help now. Did you see a magpie with a badge here today?
Oh, sure. He dropped it by the pond. I have it in my nest. I was going to give it to Ranger Ray when I saw her next.
My badge! Oh, thank you so much. I'd better get this home and... I forgot to check on Mrs. B. Bye, Hedgehog. Thanks for all your help.
Ah, she sure loves to help animals.
Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Mom. I've got to go and check on my bee.
Of course you do. Be careful, out the back. There's a load of wild animals out there. I'm on the phone to animal control right now.
Wild animals? They might be my friends.
Your friends? Are you sure?
Hi, Roxy. Hi, Roxy.
Ranger Ray and the wildlifers. You're all here. Hi, Beaver. Hi, Bat. Hi, Fox. Hi, Deer. Hi, Wildcat. Hi, Dragonfly. Hi, Dragonfly. I'm afraid I still can't understand what you're saying.
When we heard the news, we had to come celebrate.
The news?
The news that you can finally understand what I, Super Beaver, am saying.
I really can. But how did you hear? I only just...
News travels fast around the animal kingdom.
It sure does. Oh, I need to check on Mrs. B. And she's still here. Come on, Mrs. B, drink that sugar water. That's it. You can do it. Almost there.
Hooray!
Ah, now that is one healthy bee. Sorry, Ranger Ray, you were saying...
Never apologise for helping an animal. It's what us rangers do.
Us rangers? You mean...
I do.
Really? You're making me a real ranger.
I'm not making you anything, Roxy. You did it yourself. Not only are you great at helping animals yourself, but you're brilliant at teaching others how to help animals too. And that's so important when it comes to being a ranger.
Oh, thank you so much. This is my dream come true.
Now, is there anything you'd like to do to celebrate?
How about my first mission as a ranger?
You heard her, folks. It's time for Ranger Roxy.
And Ranger Ray.
And the wildlifers.
To save the day. Come on, wildlifers. Off we go.
It's Ranger Ray and the wildlifers.